How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. We had a week off last week. I hope you didn't mind too much.
I hope you didn't mind.
We sort of forgot what day it was. And then by the time we realised, it was God Wednesday. That's the truth.
Well, I also took the liberty of these 2 weeks off and fell all behind with my scheduling.
I think that's fine.
Yes, it's quite true. Everyone else is going back to work and you're not. It's quite a funny feeling. But
Are you back at work now?
No, I go back, although I've done a couple of things today. So, but that's the thing, isn't it? Because I've had a couple of like bits of admin I've got to do. So you never completely stop. And I do want to sort through my wardrobe.
Oh yeah, what do you want to do?
Well,
new year, new you?
Old me, really.
New year, old you.
Accepting that I'm bang in the middle. Oh, you've disappeared. Oh, hello.
Have I? I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Siri just came up. How weird.
What does she want?
Well, I don't know. That little ball thing just came up in the middle of it.
Do you think it was like, I can help you be the old you?
Yeah, maybe. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything to suggest it, did I?
I don't think so. I don't think you were like, hey, Siri, how could I be the old me?
No, Siri. but it turns out that the skinniness of... what is it, 4 years ago, might not be returning anytime soon. And I just need to accept that and accept that the clothes that fit me in the middle are probably the ones I should hold on to. The other ones can be, let's say, archived.
Sure, sure. And that's good. You know, you've got to be happy, Tom. I don't think people that aren't eating bread are happy.
That's the problem, isn't it? I do like eating bread. Just had a piece of toast.
Carry a few extra pounds. Enjoy
Delicious
your life.
Pounds. Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean?
It's just the clothes that make me sad. But no, that's the only thing.
Can't you go and have them like taken out? Like shot?
Yeah. Well, I need suits that are made of elastic is what it turns out.
Sure. Mm. What about a whole gingham suit?
Oh, that I'd like.
Yeah, with an elastic waistband.
Like. Oh, yeah, I'd like that.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do.
Susie, you're flying a pride flag there.
I am. Have you heard? I'm gay.
The news is out. She's got the flag to prove it.
It's on my notice board because this is where I put all my notices in my office. I'm the only person that goes in here. But you know how I like to have my notices up.
Yes.
Choir practice on Friday at 7. Church hall. Again, just me.
I wish I could sing. Oh, I'd love to be in a choir.
Would you love to be in like a group choir?
Oh, I would love it. I would love it.
Have you seen the film Military Wives?
No, but I know exactly what it's about.
Yeah, you'd love that because our friends, Gabby and Laura, are in it.
Oh, they're in that, aren't they?
Yeah, Laura Checkley and Gabby French. Yeah, and I think you'd love it, but I also think you'd love to be one of those military wives.
I would absolutely love that, actually. Yeah, I would really enjoy that.
I feel like you longing for your husband to come back.
Yes. Singing a bit of Vera Lynn. I don't know how much Vera Lynn features these days, but yeah.
Well, I guess there's always sort of an omnipresence of Vera Lynn.
That's true, isn't it? That's true.
But that's in most things.
Yes, that's true.
What else have I got on the corkboard? The Vera Lynn Appreciation Society.
Of course, that means Thursday mornings. Dan. Well, I like things like that. Community things. I like all of that.
Well, of course you do. You're very community spirited.
I'm very, well, because I am.
A busybody.
I'm a 75-year-old woman. Exactly. From 1957. Yes.
Yes. Do you know all of your neighbours?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And a few doors down.
Oh.
To quote Dolly Parton.
Yeah. I do like the idea of it. I mean, Alf sometimes says, you know, oh, the age of neighbours. Not the television program, but the Age of Neighbours.
Did you do an Australian accent?
Yes.
The Age of Neighbours.
Oh, the Age of Neighbours. The Age of Neighbours. The Alf says, oh, you know, that era of people looking out for each other is gone. And I say, oh, no, I don't think it has. I think community still shines through in the end.
I think it's coming back. I think it's ready for a welcome return.
Yeah, I think so. People, because I think it's about those connections that aren't, because Alf said, oh, it's often that people just communicate on things like the Nextdoor app, which I love to make fun of.
But I didn't even know that Nextdoor app. What is the story with that?
Well, I'm not sure if it's local. Well, I don't know. It seems to be very popular in the Bromley area.
Oh, clang.
And the southeast, but clang. But it's essentially like a WhatsApp group or a Facebook page of your local community. But it should be sort of positive things, but a lot of the time it's, you know, just people just slagging off people who've parked erroneously. That's
who owns the red Vauxhall?
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen? What, I saw a lot of police cars out on blah blah street and the corner of so and so. Does anyone know what's happened? Does anyone know what's happened? Just nosy, aren't they? Just nosy.
I feel like you'd love that. I can't
believe
I don't remember.
Mind a bit of that. Occasionally on the Nextdoor app, someone foolishly we're like, hello, we've just moved to the area. We just wanted to say hi, and we're really excited about moving here. And I'm like, oh, you poor things, because you've thought this is a nice place to live. But the Forum is very much a hotbed of meanness.
And affairs?
Oh, I don't know if people are having affairs on there. That would be nice if they were. That would be a bit of a drama.
It would be, wouldn't it? How theatrical.
How theatrical, exactly.
Do you know, there is an island off of Scotland that still go by the Julian calendar.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes, go on.
And they don't have their Christmas until the 12th of January.
Oh.
But there are only 30 people that live there.
Goodness, that must be fun.
Now, do you think it's fun or do you think it's like these fucking people?
What
I'm
do you
sick
mean?
Of them. I'm sick of them all. What, of the 30? I'm going to have to move.
It must be a nightmare to buy because you know to buy presents for them because they'd all know each other very well, wouldn't they?
I mean, 30 people.
That's interesting because I saw a thing on Instagram because I mainly follow historical things now on Instagram.
Oh, do you? What, like Catherine the Great and things like that?
Yes, she's got a great profile. Very angry, very violent. No, just people like historians, people who go around old buildings, people who go around old churches, people.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe specific stately homes I visited, that sort of thing. And there was a man on there, I forget his name, I should give him a shout out, but I can't remember it. But he was saying about how the Gregorian calendar only came in the mid-1700s, the mid-18th century.
Yes.
So up until then, I think New Year's Day wasn't celebrated until late March because of it coincided with another festival. And the hangover of that today is the financial year begins on the 1st of April.
Oh, wow. That's a great fact.
Good fact, isn't it? Good fact.
Yeah, really good.
I'm going to find him because I think he deserves a shout out. Yeah.
Talking of fun people to follow on Instagram, do you follow the young chap that dresses in sort of Regency wear?
Georgian clothing. Yes, I do follow him. I do think, I mean, as somebody who has been a fan of historic clothing in the past.
Sure.
And maybe now. I think it's brave to go out dressed as a Regency dandy when, you know, you're walking through.
He lives in Brighton, love.
Say no more. Say no more.
His page is called Pinset_tailoring. And you just watch him get dressed. And honestly, it's so lovely.
Very interesting. I think he had a party, didn't he, with some other people recently?
And they all sort of dress in that sort of dandy-esque.
Yes. Way. Exactly. Yeah, I think so. They had a real old time of it.
Lots of men in silk tights.
Is it great British architecture? Yes, I think it is. Yes, Daniel's Historic Architecture. There you go.
Love it.
And the handle is at Great British Architecture. So there you go.
God, what is this podcast?
You know, we've said it before, and I'll say it again, Susie. We don't know, but
we don't know what it is, but we're here.
But we're still doing it. We're still doing it.
We are here. Oh, yes. So tell me, how was your crimbo?
You know what? It was a lot of fun. I did spit roast the turkey. And had a lot of fun because mum bought me a rotisserie for Christmas.
Oh my God, you can pretend you're on holiday all the time.
Exactly.
Your dream.
It's my dream, basically. We had some people over. It was lovely. It can be a bit tiring sometimes, can't it? Like everyone went to have a nap, but as the host, I felt like I couldn't do that.
Everyone went for a nap.
Basically, that's everyone lovely. At some point went upstairs and had a nap. And I
that's lovely.
Yeah. Well.
Not for you. Did you?
Not for me as the host.
No, of course. What time did you eat?
On Boxing Day was my main focus. That was when we spit roasted the turkey, and we ate about five, I think.
Yeah, very nice.
We never eat on time. Well, how was yours?
Mum was very nice. We had my parents, my brother.
Oh.
Our little family. It was all very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, not much to report back on other than we just had a nice time. I managed to not argue with my dad on Christmas Day. That was a bit of a win.
That's maturity, isn't it? That's great.
37, she's here. Yeah. And yeah, it was nice.
Because it was your first time hosting.
No, we did last year as well.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry, but don't make that mistake again.
Don't you dare make that mistake.
Don't you dare. But it was very, very nice. Mm. The little one was very, very excited because she didn't want Father Christmas to come in her room, which I think is fair.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah. So we told her if Father Christmas had been, he would leave the lights on the tree.
Oh, that's good.
And the lights on. So we shut the lounge door and then came downstairs, opened the door. Lo and behold, he'd been. And it was very exciting.
Did you leave them on or did you switch them off and then he switched them on?
We switched them off and then I think he switched them on.
Oh, that's nice.
It was a very lovely time here. We've not really moved too much, which I've loved. I mean, is it really selfish to sort of go, just come to us?
No, I think also people can...
I've got a three-year-old, travel to me.
Yeah, but also I think it's nice to...
I travel for work. Come to me.
Yeah, well, it's nice to stay indoors. I did stay indoors quite a lot. Yeah, it was a bit more mobile than I think it had been the previous year where we just sort of stayed in bed till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and just watched Miss Marple. But
that's nice though.
But that was nice. But this time around, we were a bit more out and about. But it's nice. It's just I just like it all. I like the betweenness, which people panic about, don't they? But
no, I love it. I love it too. I love it. We went to see Disney on Ice.
Did you? Yeah. Alf's nephews went to see that. Did you love it?
I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
It was really something else. It was very, I mean, they're all there, Tom. They're all there. Moana, Ariel, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Nemo.
And wow. Outfits. Talk me through. What did you wear?
Oh, what did I wear?
What did everyone wear? Was it out? Did you dress up?
No, not really. Well, no, actually, the baby always, I mean, she really knows me and Alice very well. Of course she does wear her mum's, but she said, Mama, that's me. Mama, you wear one of your suits and Mummy, you wear one of your dresses and I'll wear a dress too.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
So we dressed up a little, I guess.
Okay, what was it like on the merch stand? Because I imagine that's quite...
Really fucking expensive, Tom.
I was going to say, I bet that's
they'll rob you blind.
Cash cow. Really?
They will rob you blind.
Was something permitted from the merch stand or were we ushering very quickly by it?
We ended up doing it. We caved really quickly. It's terrible, isn't it?
No. What did you get?
Everyone had one. Oh, like a light up wand.
Oh, fine.
Sure.
How much
was
that?
Because, of course, mate, dream on.
24 quid?
30.
Shut up.
But then once you said, go on, then you can have one. You can't then, because she doesn't understand. She doesn't know the value of money.
No, but
that is stripey, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. Has it lasted?
Expensive. I mean, yeah, it still lights up. You can still turn it on. I mean, of course, she's not interested in it anymore.
No, of course.
Because, you know.
Maybe you should make use of it. You should make.
Shall I use it on stage?
Yeah, just this. Yeah, just to justify it. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's a lot.
Drinks, that sort of thing?
No. No, not really. We just got some aeros.
Oh.
And some water. I mean, quite boring actually, drinks wise.
No, that's lovely. At the O2.
At the O2. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I've heard of it. Sure, I've heard of her.
Big, isn't it? Too big, I think.
Too big. Were they spinning around the whole middle?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
And there was some aerial stuff. I don't mean the mermaid.
I mean, what? The mermaid?
I mean, sort of aerial gymnastics stuff as well.
Oh, that's nice. With a pair of skates
on.
I was going to say.
You want to go careful.
That sounds dangerous. You want to be real careful, because I think, all right, I'm thinking you went to some sort of gymnastics class at some point, Susie.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you did?
I've been to gymnastics.
Yeah, sure.
As a child?
My family friend, Ella, used to call it gymnastics.
Oh, that's nice. Gymnastics.
Gymnastics, yeah. Were you good at it, Suze?
I was okay. Mm. I was okay. Never a bendy wendy.
Oh, really? I thought you would have been flexible because you're so tall.
Thank you for saying that, Tom. No, I'm sort of hypermobile, I'm constantly told.
Yes. Is that a good thing? It sounds like a good thing.
I don't know that it's a good thing or a bad thing. I just think it's a thing.
It's a thing.
You know?
But is that good for gymnastics then, for example?
I don't think, it didn't seem to serve me, but then I did break my shoulder.
Oh no, Suze, I didn't know that.
Did you not know that about me? Well, when I...
Fell off the pole vault?
No, my brother tried to do a wrestling move on me.
Ah, that's not a gymnastics thing.
No, that's a wrestling thing. Mm. He tried to do a Stone Cold Steve Austin flip of me over his back. And boom, she landed straight on the floor.
Oh. And
then she was in plaster for...
This does very much tie in with the previous story about how you threw a dart at your brother's leg.
Yes, yes. We got on very well. That's the thing you've got to remember about me and Joe. We're very close. Now, we've had quite a lot of...
Childhood fights like that are... Me and my brother was just so horrible to each other.
Oh, horrific.
We just get bored during half term watching the television. I'd just kick him.
Yeah.
And then we'd end up having a fight. It was terrible.
Yeah, horrid.
Do that now. He's taller than me.
Oh, I wouldn't. No, I would. I wouldn't back you against James.
No way.
Oh, Tom, how wonderful has it been with the baby?
Oh, well, we've been having a nice time.
Your mum sent me a picture of you and her.
Oh, my. The one of us laughing or the one... Oh.
Yeah, just gorgeous. She's in your arms. I think maybe she's asleep. You're in a pub. You're smashed.
I'm smashed and asleep, and she's asleep.
No, you're having dinner somewhere.
Well, the endless revolving Rolodex of photos that now fill my home screen on my phone.
Well,
changes every time I see her. But she's starting to smile now.
Oh.
She's enjoying a bit of a... I was like, oh, what are you doing? And she sort of smiled at that. So, yes, she's changed us all.
Yes, of course. Now, we've had quite a lot of correspondence.
Oh my goodness, what have people been saying, Susie? Are they annoyed?
So much. So much.
I always assume people are annoyed. You know, people are getting in touch.
Why?
I always assume there's going to be something. I don't know. Just generally in life, not on the podcast, but in life, I'm always worried that if I get a letter or something, it's like, you're in trouble.
No, never.
I'm annoyed. You've upset me.
That would never happen.
Susie, have you replaced your doorknobs?
A while ago, but thank you for noticing, yes.
I've just done mine downstairs.
Oh.
It's a lovely thing to do, isn't it?
Yes, and so you've got rid of your disco balls?
Yeah, gradually. I've done four of them, yeah.
Both sides or just one?
Both sides.
Well, that's good.
Versatile, yeah.
Verse. Now.
That's very verse. And you can flip a hinge, really changes the light in a room. Really change the light in a corridor. Flipping your hinges.
I don't know what that means.
A lot of doors. The one behind you is not one of them. A lot of doors. I think back in the old days, they had the door opening sort of into the middle of the room.
Yeah.
I think in a bid to... so there was this kind of discretion as people arrived. So whatever you were doing, if you were doing something untoward in the middle of the room, it would be hidden when the door's open. Well, and it would give you a moment to...
Get your shit together.
Yes, basically.
Put your willy away.
Yes, adjust yourself. You know, if you're not like that, then you can just have it opening against... The only thing is it can sometimes open against a light switch, but, you know, you work with it.
You can get over that. Oh, see, Tom, that's the thing. People don't realise how much you know, do they?
I know about the Gregorian calendar. I know about hinge flipping. Shout out to Mitch. Shout out to Mitch, Carpenter.
I feel like hinge flipping could be a lesbian club night.
Do you know what? I would go to... Do you know there's a lesbian bar on Old Compton Street?
She bar?
Well, I don't know what.
Well, listen, I would love a good lesbian bar. I'd like to invest in one. I'd like to open one. I'd like to open a lesbian bar. But the thing is that quite frequently lesbian bars are quite bleak. Now, don't come at me for this.
Go on.
I have often found that the nightlife for a gay guy can be a lot more... A club night's a good, don't get me wrong, but...
Don't get her wrong, please.
But Tom, do you remember the downstairs of GAY?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It was like a B&Q.
Well, it was just, it wasn't friendly. It wasn't a friendly place for a newly out person to go. And there used to be a place called the Candy Bar, and I used to find that
I was going to say, what was
terrifying.
That one up there? Yeah. Yeah, that was quite scary, you said.
Oh, utterly terrifying. I remember trying to get on the pool table to play.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And not to dance. And honestly, it was like, it was terrifying.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I did not feel welcomed one bit. So
no,
I'd like to find a Jolly Leser bar. The Jolly Lesbian.
The Jolly Lesbian. There's a seafaring. Something you could open in Brighton.
Sure, in a Breton top, like me.
Yes, very Jean-Paul Gaultier. Yes.
Thank you for saying that.
Old sailing lesbians.
You know, seafarers. We'll get...
Seafarer.
What's her name? Ellen White. No, that's the football player who is straight. What's the one that likes going in a boat?
Dame Ellen MacArthur.
Is she gay? Or does she just have short hair?
I don't know, actually, Suze. I don't know if she's... Let's look it up because we don't want to be caught out. We know what our listeners are like.
Yes, but also... We mustn't think that if we accidentally call someone gay, the person should see it as an insult. Because I think that comes from internalized homophobia that we're both trying to shed.
Yeah, that does perhaps. Like, we could say, if she does come for us, which I don't know how she will, because I'm landlocked, but...
Yeah, I'm not, Tom.
Oh, yes, you're a very vulnerable position to Ellen MacArthur attacks. I've said it before. Dame Ellen Patricia MacArthur, Dame of the British Empire, retired English sailor from Watson Well near Matlock in Derbyshire, now based in Cowes. Successful sailor.
Oh, that's the Isle of Wight. That's nice.
She's done well for herself.
Oh, that means she could get to me very easily.
See, the thing is, it doesn't say on the Wikipedia page...
Personal life.
It doesn't say lesbian immediately. in the bit at the top where you want to just get to the main facts.
Where you're like,
sailing records,
lesbian.
Charities, books, popular culture, early life... Professional sailing career. This is not what I've asked for.
Why don't we just Google it?
Well, that's what I've done.
Is it? Are we outing people? That's not. That's not viewed well, is it?
That's what I assume your other podcast is.
Oh no! Don't worry. I think she's out. Ellen MacArthur becomes. This is from the Irish Examiner, and if we can't trust the Irish Examiner,
if you can't, you know, my main reference for anything is the Irish Examiner.
You can't trust. An article from the Irish Examiner from February 15th, 2001. What can you trust?
When can you? What is the point of journalism? Yeah.
So she said, Ellen MacArthur has become a gay icon after giving an interview to the lesbian and gay website Rainbow Network.
Oh.
Female admirers have speculated on the yachtswoman's sexuality.
Oh, I thought the yachtswoman was like a page. It was like a forum.
No, the yachtswoman's sexuality on the website's chat room. But they face disappointment because Ellen has a boyfriend.
What?
There you go. She just has short hair and likes sailing.
Oh, because I was going to say she'd be great on your podcast.
No, I can't get her on because she won't, she won't be a lesbian. She does have a boyfriend.
Well, she did not come out as a lesbian. Her presence on the site indicates that she has a gay-friendly attitude.
I think she's gay-friendly.
I think she's gay-friendly.
Oh, well, listen, she has a boyfriend, and that's fine.
Well, there's nothing on the person. Look, if anybody out there knows Dame Ellen MacArthur...
Could you ring her and ask her if she's gay?
Please give her a ring. Or Semaphore, which I know she's... I imagine she's probably fluent in. Or a flag. What a Semaphore is... Semaphore is like the Beatles doing Help, isn't it?
I was thinking more like what's it called? The shipping forecast? Where it's
downward
seaford.
Dog.
Downward dog, seaford, mods.
Semi-life automatic. Yes.
That thing,
I love the shipping forecast.
Now, no one get angry about us assuming someone might be gay. There is nothing wrong with it. Please don't get cross.
Wrong.
Don't get cross. We're allowed to wonder. Now, should we have some emails from our lovely people?
Yeah, sorry, you did say about that.
No, that's fine.
We just had to take a little trip around.
We had to go starboard.
Yes. Oh, yes, I bet she's good at that.
Oh, you know that.
Because it was a time when she had the boat on her head, didn't she?
What?
When in rough seas it capsized and she had to hide underneath it for protection from the waves.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
I've got a really weird algorithm that I'm being served.
Oh.
On my...
What, they serve you?
They serve your algorithms, yeah. Mm. Sir, could I interest you in a this? So
a cloche on it.
Yes. Yeah. I am. Sorry, when you said cloche, it reminded me of. Do you remember we did an episode and I talked in great detail about going for a wax and you suggested they put a cloche over my vagina?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Yes. Which another thing that comes up, you know, so much.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly. Cloches, I was saying.
That's why I've had to change all the hinges on my door. I've always got it out. Now,
oh my goodness.
Tom, don't come in. My cloche is out.
My cloche.
No. My cloche.
Yes, dear.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying?
Do you remember?
Oh, what? My algorithm that I'm being served.
Oh, algorithm being served, yes.
So I watched one video about like the roughest seas ever seen.
Of course you did. Yeah.
Sure. I'm my father's daughter.
Yeah,
and watched the whole video. Watched the whole video. And it was like terrifying. Like these waves were absolutely humongous, really, really frightening.
Wouldn't
like it at all. But now my algorithm on Instagram's like, she loves this stuff.
Yeah.
So now my For You page is just like worst shit. What's the word? Worst storms
shipping
at
disasters.
Sea. Yeah, that's it. Worst shipping disasters ever.
Oh, for those in peril on the sea. Yes.
Yes, I always sing, I hum it.
Yes, as well you should.
Yes.
But I once looked up how to barbecue a steak and now that's all I get on my algorithm. People endlessly, and it's always men, sorry to the vegetarians and vegans, men squeezing steak. That seems to be what it is. They do the steak and then they cook it and then it's so pink in the middle that they squeeze it. And it's actually not very appetizing the more you think about it. It's certainly not the way I just described it. But they do that. Always have the black gloves on for some reason. Black rubber gloves, which is like a chefy thing.
Yeah. No, I don't like the sound of that. Don't like it one bit.
Also, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that the hand gestures you were doing whilst talking about a big piece of meat were quite amusing. But
what was I doing?
You were doing that?
Which is a squeeze. I was doing a squeezing.
Sure. Sure. I don't know what you're doing to that meat.
I don't know what I was doing.
You're both definitely having a good time. Right. Hi, Susie and Tom. I'm going to use bullet points as I love the sound of my own voice and these will help to rein me in. I'm a gay Latino vegetarian from San Francisco.
Clang.
Susie, I love your American accent. Tom, you too. So please use as desired. I'm married to a Brit and have been living in Milton Keynes for 17 years. And today is the last day of my 40s. I have to stop. I'm a long-time fan and I've seen you several times, but I didn't listen to the podcast. I started listening to Like-Minded Friends this May, and I love your interactions and conversations and how you genuinely make each other snort laugh. You're so kind and supportive and hilarious. From May, you kept me company while I crocheted doilies, pictures attached.
Pictures attacked. What if people, even doilies aren't safe now? Yes.
For my sister-in-law's wedding in August.
Everything about this person really fits into
who we are.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've listened to 8 or 9 episodes in a row and I don't know what to do now that I've caught up. Tom, I would love to hang out and chat about gardening, drink old fashions and martinis and listen to Rufus Wainwright and then watch Bob's Burgers.
Wow. I would love to do that too.
Yeah.
Bring a doily. As I always say to guests. What about an antimacassar?
What's an antimacassar?
It's like a doily for the back of your chair, which was mainly for when particularly men wore a lot of Brill cream on their hair, so it protected your furniture from...
Oh, is that right? What's it called?
An antimacassar.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I mean, I just learn constantly.
I do from you too.
Susie, you were awesome on the Dangerous Road show. As I said, who said Tommy's coming to see you in February in Milton Keynes? Just FYI.
Thank you.
Susie, you were awesome on the Dangerous Road show. As I said, I'm a gay man, but driving on those roads with that confidence and authority, girl, gasp, swoon. You gave me the vapors. Oh, thanks so much. It's because I'm so birch. Claim to fame. I hung out at Beef Mince with Tom in 2017. It was such a good night. Picture attacked.
Really? Picture attacked?
Yeah, attached. I can't say it. It's you. You're wearing, everyone there is wearing a harness. Some people are wearing a topless and you're wearing a suit.
Where,
can I, not can everyone's you, wearing a harness. That's not fair to say.
Heath Mintz, was that at Vauxhall Tavern?
I think so. Your friend of mine, Eamon, is there. Although I don't know who.
Oh, I do remember that night. Oh, yeah.
Good fun times?
Yeah. Really nice time.
Really good fun times. It's just, it's really funny that you're, here we go, I'm sending it. I just like that he's in like a string vest and you're like, this is an occasion for a waistcoat. See?
Oh, is that Eamon there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. And this person on the left is the person who's emailed.
Yes, that's Alex.
I like that suit. I wore it for a long time.
Yeah, that suit's really nice.
Yeah.
When are you two going to go on Taskmaster? Drag Race as judges or Strictly? Susie, I think you'd be an amazing contestant. Who would you dance with? Oh, probably Tom.
Probably
you, babe. Shout out to Rob, my kind and loving and ever so talented husband, who makes most of my wardrobe, mostly shorts and co-ords. I love him so much. Oh, make me some. Thank you for your divine company, your never-ending talent, and for being awesome super queer hero. No, awesome queer superheroes or super queer heroes, whatever.
Super queer heroes, we don't mind.
Much love and all the appropriate buys. And that's from Alex, our friend Alex.
Alex, thank you for that. Lovely message. Really lifted our spirits.
That really did. Now, we're going to have more to talk about next week, aren't we, Tom? This was just sort of dipping our toes back into the series. Welcome back. We're here.
Welcome back.
As per.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else I've got to say.
Oh, no. Is there anything else you need to share, please?
Home scenting. I did want to check in about, but we can talk about that next week.
No, go on. Do you want to
talk about? No, well, I got a new scented candle for Christmas. Really liked it at first. Hated it after a while. Is that normal?
Yeah, I think sometimes they can get it sickly.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I was given a Diptyque one.
Ooh.
They're so expensive. It's insane. I was given one after a job. And I mean, the only way to get one is to receive one. You can't go out spending that sort of money.
No one's going to the shop, surely.
Yeah. But it does, I'm going to say it, my house smells bloody lush.
I bet. Yes, so with good. That going. And your door handles, Suze.
Honestly, I'm going up in the world.
The dream. This is the dream.
The roof's leaking again, but you know, we can't have everything, can we?
Don't get me started on that. Okay, fine. I've got a leak in my shed.
Oh, I don't think that's too much of a problem, is it?
Well, you don't know what I've got in there.
What have you got in there?
Well, that's where Alf has to sleep.
Too right.
I've got my banana palm.
You what, love?
My banana palm is in there.
Oh, what? Is that a plant?
No, that is a plant, yes. Should have brought it in, but I should have brought it in before I got the walls repainted, didn't I? Anyway, I'm a fool to myself, Suze. When will I learn?
Never. Never, you refuse never, to. Never. Mm. What are you doing with the rest of your day?
Well, I'm going to sort through the wardrobe. I'm going to cancel some subscriptions I've signed up to, which I don't need. And I'm going to change my phone contract. What are you going to do?
See, and that's the thing. Tom's here to remind us all that people off the telly don't lead interesting lives.
Absolutely not. And the less interesting, the happier I am.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
What about yourself?
Well, I'm doing all the things that I keep putting off. I've got some writing to do, but then also similar to you, Tom, that sort of, I need to do out the cupboard in the bathroom.
Yeah.
There's also, we've got a record player. On one side of the record player is a load of records. On the other side of the record player is sort of like a little cupboard. Mm-hmm. This is on the record player stand. And look, here's the truth. I've just been shoving shit in there for about a year and I don't know what to do with it.
It will catch up with you.
It will catch up with you.
Don't get me started on closed storage, Suze. As soon as you put a door on something, it just gets filled up with shit.
Yeah.
There. There.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
That sounds good.
And honestly, I can't begin to tell you, I will have such a nice afternoon.
Oh, you'll feel great for that.
I'll love it. I will love that.
For the, because of course, as every good gay must have is a record player.
Yes.
I bought my mum one for Christmas last year. She didn't want it. So she's given it back and now I've got it. So now I feel like every good gay.
Yeah, you've got to have a record player.
Sometimes
and you've got to use it up to four times a year. It's great.
Yes, to play your long players on.
But
yes.
I tell you what I have started doing occasionally. It's a nice way to waste time when you're in a city by yourself is to go to an old record shop.
Yes.
So I found the original cast recording of A Chorus Line.
Lovely.
Wow. And then I put it on and Alice was like, this is a really noisy show. It's not really my kind of musical theatre. So yeah,
to be honest, that opening number, if you're not ready for it, is quite...
Yeah, it's a lot.
Together with 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, it's a lot. Of course, I'm always ready for 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, of course you are. Always ready for...
Oh, I saw the Sondheim show.
Old Friends. Shout out to David Grewcock, producer on that.
Very good. Very good.
Wonderful. Did you see the video of Bonnie Langford falling over?
No.
One to look out. One to look out. They all support her, though, as old friends were.
It's
very moving, isn't it?
My favourite moment was, of course, no, not of course, but Alice likes musical theatre. But, you know, she's not into musical theatre in the same way that I am. I would say for someone that's not into musical theatre,
trying to
briefly explain the next 4 songs from Into the Woods.
It's, you know...
While a bare-chested man is going... Oh!
Yeah.
It is a leap.
It's a lot.
It is a lot to ask of someone. Yeah.
You see, I think as well... A lot of the time, I've never really seen a lot of Sondheim performed, actually. But I just got I've always listened to the CDs, as we used to call them.
We just don't use them anymore.
You don't use them. I used to get the CD of Sunday in the Park with George out from Bromley Central Library frequently. I just sort of listened to them, but without sort of understanding what any of the stories really were. But I like the tunes.
There'll be young people listening to this, Tom, thinking, going to the library, mind-blowing. Going to the library to rent out a CD for a week. I mean, we've really lived, haven't we?
We went down to Chislehurst local library recently, and Alf's been there today, actually, and he did text me to say that they've got my book out, which is really, really exciting because they didn't have it out the last time we went there. But it's a lovely place to go. People are studying, people doing their homework.
I love a library.
And do you know, and there's photocopiers. Also, I remember there used to be a section called Talking Books, which have morphed now, of course, into audiobooks, which apparently everyone thinks is very cool. But Talking Books were there a long time before. There were several tapes in a big case.
There you go.
There you go. So we're pretty cool.
So pretty come cool, back next upbeat, week for more tips people. On how you can be a cool guy like us. Cowabunga and goodbye.
And goodbye, everyone. Okay, see you next week.
Bye then.
Bye 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.